than that. And some people have suggested that maybe it ultimately comes from bivouac, you know, like military jargon. Bivvy meaning a small shelter. But the truth is we don't know. Some people have suggested that maybe it's a little kid's pronunciation of bathroom or privy.
Oh.
You're absolutely right to be suspicious of that acronymic explanation. What I'm suspicious of is this person actually was displaying the plunger on their mantle.
Proudly?
No, not proudly. She was saying she didn't know what to do with it, that there was some talk of she's supposed to bring it back next year, and so what do we do with this thing?
That's not really the Stanley Cup you got there. You don't really pass it from team to team.
It's a Stanley rubber cup.
Right.
Stick it on the wall.
Martha, how far back does this go? I think we both found those 1941 uses, right?
Right.
No earlier than that. We just simply can't find it any earlier than that.
I guess we should say congratulations to your friend for their award.
Absolutely. I don't know how you keep an outhouse, quote unquote, clean, but, you know, I wasn't there, so.
But these days it does tend to be associated with camps, summer camps, scouting camps, that sort of thing, sleepaway camps.
Okay.
All right, Karen. Well, thank you so much for the question.
Take care now, Karen.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, lay your linguistic traps for me and Martha. We'd love to fall into them. 877-929-9673. Or put your devious schemes in email, words@waywardradio.org, or try them out on Twitter at WAYWORD.
Grant, it's Saure Gurkenzeit.
It's sour pickle day?
Yes, sour pickle time. That's it.
What does that mean? Is this the day when we air our grievances? Is this another name for Festivus?
Well, no, pickle time in German is a period when there's very little economic or political or cultural activity, usually during the summer months, you know, sort of that lull during the summer when especially in Germany, businesses close, schools out, you know, they get all that vacation over there. And they refer to that as saure Gurkenzeit, which means pickled cucumber time, probably because in late 18th century Berlin, there was a pickle harvest about that time, and that's when people were, you know, canning pickles.
Okay. Yeah,
nothing else to do.
It makes a lot of sense. It reminds me of summers in New York. August in New York was always a lovely time because, like, felt like half the city was away. But
left.
Unlike Paris, New York doesn't really close in August, but it does empty out. So you could just go about your business and just everything was very unpopulated. You could get a seat at your favorite restaurant and not worry about getting tickets to a great movie. And the parks would be, you know, lovely and uncrowded. It was just a really good time. But hot as heck.
I was going to say, you sweat a lot, right?
Yeah.
877-929-9673. Thanks to senior producer Stephanie Levine, editor Tim Felton, and production assistant Rachel Elizabeth Weisler.
You can send us messages, subscribe to the podcast and newsletter, and catch up on hundreds of past episodes at waywardradio.org.
Our toll-free line is always open in the U.S. and Canada, 877-929-9673, or email us words@waywardradio.org.
Away with Words is an independent production of Wayward Inc., a nonprofit supported by listeners and organizations who are changing the way the world talks about language.
Many thanks to Wayward board member and our friend Bruce Rogo for his help and expertise.
Thanks for listening. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
No. Up.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.